Greetings and a welcome to each one in our midst today. May God bless you for being here. As already has been mentioned, today is Mother's Day, and I thank those of you who contributed to thoughts on Mother's Day. Excellent inspirations in relation to that. One that I read this week that I thought was good. My mother's no longer living, so I can't give a gift to her. But as I thought back over life, I thought this little quote that I read was true, and that is that the best gifts for Mother's Day cannot be bought in a store. And I'll just let you think about that, where that may take your mind. I'm certainly not implying that if you bought your mother a gift in the store, that was a bad thing to do. It was a good thing to do. But I've thought about that quote, the best gifts can't be bought. I appreciate the thoughts that were shared, especially because I do not plan to share a Mother's Day message this morning. I would like to start this morning with a question that will lay a foundation for the message. What happened 36 days ago? What happened 36 days ago? Anyone care to try?
Good Friday.
Okay.
Resurrection.
The resurrection. I think the resurrection is correct. Because on Thursday of this week is the Ascension Day. And Ascension Day is 40 days after the resurrection. My title this morning is Our Ascended Lord Jesus. You can turn with me to Acts chapter 1. I would like to endeavor in the first part of the message this morning to think about if we had been alive when Jesus rose from the dead, and we had still been alive when Jesus ascended back into heaven, what happened in those 40 days? So think about the last 40 days. And if you had been alive at that time in history, what happened? I'm going to endeavor in the first part of the message to emphasize the highlights of what happened in those 40 days. Acts chapter 1, verse 1, "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, after his death on the cross. He showed himself alive by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God." The infallible proofs. What's Luke talking about when he writes the book of Acts and he says that there were infallible proofs? Turn to Matthew 28. We're just going to look directly at these little windows of infallible proofs that Jesus was alive, that he had rose from the dead. Matthew 28, Very familiar passage. I won't read the verses here. You can look at verse 1 and you'll see Mary and Mary Magdalene in that verse. And then you see them meeting Jesus in verse 9 and 10. And Matthew wrote that for us. Jesus met them and said, "All hail." And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. And that's recorded for us. As hard as it was for Mary and Mary Magdalene to believe that Jesus rose from the dead, it happened and they believed it, and it's recorded for us. Turn to Luke chapter 24. We're looking directly at people that met Jesus sometime in these 40 days. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary met him on day one. And so did two men in Luke chapter 24. The same day this occurred, later in the day, I believe. Verse 13, "And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about a 70 furlongs, and they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them." You know the rest of the story. You can look at it. But can you picture these two men walking? And suddenly a third man joins them. I don't know how he got in the path with them without appearing to be miraculous. Perhaps he was behind them walking and they stopped for a rest and he caught up. Well, somehow he accomplished that. And now there's three men walking. And the two men who were friends of Jesus prior to his resurrection did not know him. And they walked and they talked. And he expounded unto them the scriptures. He implied to them that he did not know the happenings of the last number of days when they referred to that. And not until they had welcomed them into their house at the end of their journey, and they sat down to eat together, and Jesus blessed the food. Not until then did they recognize that it was Jesus. But it was Jesus that walked with those two men on that road. The day of his resurrection. Jumping down to verse 36 in the same chapter, Luke chapter 24 and verse 36. John 20 is the parallel passage to this. There are 10 apostles present here, Luke chapter 24, verse 36. "And as they thus spake together, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. And he opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Jesus appeared in person. He appeared in person. He ate food, which proved that he was not a spirit. The parallel account, John chapter 20. This is what John says about it. John chapter 20, verse 19. Then the same day at evening, before the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. So John says that they were in a room with the doors shut, and Jesus came in without opening the doors, and he showed them his hands and his side. Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Jesus, in person, meeting the friends that he had walked and talked with on this earth, meeting the same friends who a few days earlier had watched him on the cross. And they watched that soldier take the sword and pierce his side. They had watched them lay Jesus in the tomb. And now they were face to face with the same man, Jesus. It happens again in John chapter 20, verse 26. After 8 days, this is 8 days later, and after 8 days, again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. All 11 disciples then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. And you know how the story was, how he spoke directly to Thomas, because Thomas didn't believe. And he in person, with the nail scars in his hand, stood there in the room. John chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Get the picture here. There's a man standing on the shore. They didn't know who it was. In the early morning light, then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. You know the rest of the story. It is the Lord. First Corinthians, verse 15. First Corinthians chapter 15. Interesting passage here that comes much later. Paul talking. First Corinthians chapter 15. Beginning at verse 1, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep." It mentions in verse 7 that he was seen of James. And then it mentions in verse 6 that 500 brethren at once saw him. Those happenings all happened between the resurrection and the ascension. Turning back to Acts chapter 1, those are the infallible proofs, I believe, that Luke is talking about. We'll continue Acts chapter 1, verse 4. "And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren." Looking at a number of points right out of this passage surrounding our ascended Lord, before I forget to our song leader, I would like at the end of the sermon if you would lead two songs in the Zion's praises, number 181, and number 185. I don't plan for this message to be long this morning. I think we'll have time for those two songs, 181 and 185. Thank you for that. Verse 4. Jesus instructed. These are some of the last words of Jesus here, the red letters that we have in Acts chapter 1. And Jesus, they raised a question. No, first of all, Jesus instructed them to wait for the promise of the Father. Jesus said, you wait. After I'm gone, you wait. You wait for the promise of the Father. And the promise of the Father clearly was the coming of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, you wait for that. And we see them doing that. In verse 6, The disciples had a question. And they had many similar questions like this many, many times before in Jesus' ministry. But they're still here. They said, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Is this the time, God? They had asked him before. They had asked Jesus before about this kingdom, this earthly kingdom. Jesus' answer, it is not for you to know the times and the seasons. Verse 8. But ye shall receive power. Jesus promises power. Greater power to them than what they had when he walked and talked on the earth. And because of that power, he says, you will be able to be witnesses unto the uttermost part of the earth. With my power, you'll be able to carry my story all over the globe. Verse 9. We have them standing and talking, and Jesus, the last words were there, unto the uttermost part of the earth. And then we have Jesus suddenly taken up into a cloud. The man who they were hoping would restore an earthly kingdom was going up. Up into a cloud, and a cloud received him out of their sight. You and I can't imagine that, to be standing there with that scene. But that's an infallible proof of the Jesus who was here on earth and the testimony of those who were present, seeing him received into heaven. And it says that while they stood there steadfastly looking, I don't think they were seeing anything else that was happening around them. They were trying to get a glimpse of him. One more. Two men came, two angels. And their words, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus that went up is coming back the same way. Turn to Luke chapter 24. Luke has something to say in the book of Luke. He portrays this story in his words, in his gospel, Luke chapter 24, verse 50. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Exactly what did he say? I don't know. But he lifted up his hands and he blessed the disciples before he left. Lifted up his hands and blessed them. John chapter 20. Just a couple of things that different gospel writers have recorded for us about this scene. John chapter 20, verse 17. This is actually Jesus talking before his ascension. Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, and here's what I want. I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. Those are beautiful words. I ascend unto my Father and your Father. He had told his disciples that the Father and I are one. He had said that many times. And he had told them that he was a Father. God in heaven was a Father to them. And he said, I'm going back to my Father. And I'm going back to your Father. And I'm going back to my God and to your God. That's where I'm going, Jesus told them. I'm sure the disciples read this verse after he was gone and thought about it. I don't know what it meant to them, but I think it was a precious verse. Matthew 28. A beloved passage that most of us have by memory. But again, let's think about this happening right prior to Jesus' ascension. Matthew 28, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Those verses aren't just written there for Jesus' disciples. They are written there for us today. He says, even unto the end of the world. He's talking about the end boundaries of the globe. He's talking about the end of time, which we believe we're in today, even unto the end. And he gives us commands. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Mark chapter 16. Mark 16. Verse 19. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Can you picture that? Received back to his Father in heaven and sat down at the right hand. Keep that picture in your mind. 1 Peter 3:22, who has gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Peter's painting that same picture of him sitting at the right hand of God with all power. Turn to Hebrews 9. Hebrews 9. And verse 24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands. He's writing here to the Hebrew people who were used to the temple, the holy place that was made with hands. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself. Now to appear in the presence of God for us. Now to appear in the presence of God for us. That's why he's there. He's there for us. 1 John 2, 1 and 2 talks about Jesus being our advocate. An advocate is one who pleads for another's cause. That's what Jesus is doing there. at the right hand of the Father. He's pleading for your cause. He's pleading for my cause. Also in 1 John 2, 1 and 2, he talks about that he is the propitiation. Propitiation. Jesus paid the price for all sin that God in heaven demanded. Hebrews chapter 4, turn to that. Hebrews chapter 4. Beginning at verse 12. Actually, verse 13. Hebrews 4, verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. We have a great high priest, Jesus, and he has ascended into heaven. He is interceding for us. And the Hebrew writer says, let us hold fast our profession. What is your profession as a Christian today? What was your belief on the day of your conversion? What is our profession as a church today? Whatever that is, the Hebrew writer says, let us hold fast our profession. Hold fast, not change. Because this great high priest is in heaven interceding for us. The one who broke the bands of death and sin, came out of the grave, was powerful enough to overcome death, and then was also powerful enough to ascend into heaven and sit down at the Father's right hand. To be an intercession for us, may we hold fast the profession of our faith. I'd like those two songs, 181 and Zion's Praises, and 185. After those two songs, we'll have a kneeling prayer.